Damn, we're going to talk that much about Kai? Shit.
Welcome back to the bi-weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always with my co-host.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother? Daniel, double D's. So today we got some interesting topics. We have Kai Cenat getting really, really big.
Becoming Elden Lord.
Elden Lord. We have, if someone comes to this country, to the U.S., what places should they visit?
I was thinking Cali.
California.
I can't speak for the rest of the U.S.
Yeah, that's true. So if someone visits California, what places should they visit or should they go to? And then our favorite theme parks. So yeah. So let's get into it. What have you been doing this week? Well, have you started this time? Because I don't have anything new.
Fuck. 2 weeks. Okay. So I'm still grinding Hades. And I calculated how much... Damn, I saw... Okay, wait. This is going to be spoilers for Hades 2? Did you play Hades 2?
I have not touched it.
Okay, do you mind the spoilers?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Dang. So I always like when...
And listeners, spoilers for
Hades? It's not like a huge spoiler, but I like it when games do things that are fucking out of... Like, holy shit, that came out of nowhere. That's why I like Hideo Kojima and also like Suda51. Even though Suda51 doesn't make good games, he makes really weird games.
I'm not familiar with like Suda51's games, but... Hideo, what did he do specifically?
I don't know. It's like Psycho Mantis. You got to switch the control. Okay, okay. Really weird shit.
Yeah, because like when you play that game, you're like, what the hell? I can't do anything. You have to switch the controller from first player to second player.
So Hades 2 has a thing, and it was on someone's TikTok, and I try not to watch TikTok. Ever since Sekiro, I try not to watch things because I want things to surprise me when I see it for the first time.
But when it's a new game, like a new poppin' game, like it's gonna be on your For You page.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Elden Ring, if anything new Elden Ring DLC pops, I'm just swiping up right away. But anyways, you fight Kronos, the Titan of Time, and I guess there's a new time slowing ability, and the main character, she tries to do it on him. It's like, ha, that doesn't work against me. I'm Kronos, the Titan of Time. And the guy who's streaming it, he pauses the game. He's like, that doesn't work in my realm. He unpauses it. He's like, what the fuck, chat? I can't pause the game. He pauses again. No, that doesn't work with me.
Oh, shit.
I was like, that's fucking cool. And I was like,
during that fight, you can't pause.
So I saw something that I shouldn't have seen. But Hades, and I've calculated I got 100 hours left to... It'll take me 100 hours to get the unseen one. I'm like 10 levels away.
And you haven't touched Hades 2 yet?
I'm not going to. Yeah, I mean, and I'm not going to.
Okay, you're waiting for the Switch version?
I'm waiting for not early access, the full version. Okay. So if PC eventually gets full access, yeah. Oh, I did play Animal World too.
Oh. Oh yeah, I haven't bought it yet.
I streamed it. It's cool. It's actually really cool. Hard to explain.
It's also like the game itself is technically simple. Like it's just a 2D slide scrolling game.
It's Metroid, man. It's like a simple Metroid. Or it plays like the first Metroid.
Which is what blew my mind. Like seeing the game, I was like, it's very simplistic. Like, I don't understand how it's gonna be so interesting. And obviously Dunkey saw it and was like, I want this game. Like this is gonna be my very first game. And it's worked out for him. It's got like an 80 plus.
Yeah.
On Rotten Tomato. Well, not on Rotten Metacritic.
But it comes to show you, like, you know, I hung out with some people like this past weekend. Like, just because you're a gamer, dude. Like, I mean, we'll talk about it with Kai Cenat. Gamer doesn't, you could be in such a small circle. Like,
yeah.
They didn't know what Hades was. They didn't know Animal World. It's like, crazy. Man.
Are they like Call of Duty gamers?
No, I guess they are more casual because.
So they're like, what is it called? The where you live your life, Farmville? No, what is it? What is
I know
that?
What you're talking about. I don't know the word.
The game that you played a lot, the farmer.
Stardew?
Yeah, Stardew Valley.
Yeah, they probably don't know what that is. they're more like a casual like Mario Kart, Smash Brothers, Zelda, like the main Nintendo, I guess. But yeah, dude, it's like, dang, never heard of Hades. Like, but then that's true. A lot of people. Like indie game. I mean, Hades 2, they're breaking records, but that means not a lot of people played the first one.
Yeah.
So it's like crazy. Damn, it's super giant too. And that's this is their like fifth game, man. But yeah, Hades. Oh, I went to Blizzard, and yeah, I let them know the operation's still successful. So I still. So it was weird because it was more like a veterans team, but it was with Stack Up.
Okay.
And they're like, oh yeah, they're letting veterans go into Blizzard, and I just said, okay, let me see if I can go, and I went, and it was cool. Streaming has got me into cool places.
Yeah.
Free places. And yeah, shout outs to the Blizzard people. I heard Diablo 4 is killing it. And it was funny because I was talking to one of the guy doing two of the people that worked in Diablo 4. And I heard this season's killing it. So I was like, because he's like, yeah, I mean, he's like, I'm kind of stressed. Like, we got this new season rolling out next week. And it was doing well. So I'm like, damn, shout outs to the Blizzard people. They're really good at, remembering people. Like, so if they talk to you, they'll remember you. Oh yeah, Vargas, blah 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 blah. Oh shoot, I shouldn't have said the city. But yeah, they're really good at like just like remembering details about you and talking to everyone, making sure everyone, because you know some people are not good at that. They're just no one ever just talks to them.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, damn, not to shit on Twitch LA. Like Twitch LA, it's more like do it yourself. But yeah, they're very good at talking to people, I guess. But yeah, it was cool seeing Blizzard, and we ate at their cafeteria, which you had to pay for your meal. I thought it was free, but I guess you had to pay for it.
And, maybe it's not like that for employees.
No, the employees had to pay for it because it was weird because the guy that was taking us, he's cool as hell. His name's Zeebo. Shout out to Zeebo if I ever see you at a... the type of people they are, like if I ever see him at another game event, he'll remember me.
Okay.
I feel like so. But yeah, he paid everyone's meal. Like he had to use his credit card. But
damn,
he's getting caught for it probably. Yeah, but still,
maybe.
But it was weird because it's more like a networking event. I guess it's more like how to get veterans into the gaming industry. And I don't know. Like to me, you know, when I was younger, I always thought working at a game company was like, oh, the coolest thing. Now, I don't really care. I just want to. I guess it's tolerable doing the work that I do, but as long as the place is okay.
Yeah.
As long as the place is cool, I mean, my dream is still content creation, but as long as the place is cool, then I'm okay with it. And then I went to Universal Studios because, you know, the person, Leto's getting married. That was his like bachelor
party. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He did it at Universal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if he was having fun, but I guess he did because
like, he never looks like he's having fun. Even like at his movie premiere.
I think.
But he was probably scared shitless. Like he's like, what is everyone thinking? But every time I see him around, like it seems like a fake smile. It's not anything bad on him, but it just seems like he's always forcing. Like he's like trying to put on this like happy persona, and it doesn't seem like that's him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I've seen it.
Went to Universal and I don't know if he had fun. I asked him. He said, yeah, he had fun. I was like, I guess if he did, then he did.
I mean, that we'll have to get into that one, like Universal specifically.
Okay.
Because, yeah, for me, it was, I'll talk about it.
Universal specifically?
Yeah, specifically.
Okay. And I think other than that, no, nothing else, man. Just I did stream. So I streamed Animal War at my... So I streamed on another account.
Oh.
No viewers. It's hot. It's hot out here, dude. Starting from the bottom, dude. But I mean, what? If I streamed in my regular account, what? I get 4 or 5. So it's hard, man. And I was, you know, my mentality is like, oh, no one's really playing Animal while I was looking at it. Yeah. Maybe because no one knows about the game, too.
That's crazy. But I mean, like, it's a rare opportunity, but it's also very difficult too. It's not just a simple, like, keep playing this game and you'll get known.
Mm.
Like, you'll have to play it because there's no one playing it. There's no, like, real competition. Like, there's still some, but it's not, you know, as big as any other game. But the thing is, you also have to still be known. Like, you still have to get noticed somewhere. So you still got to do the TikToks and stuff.
Yeah.
Someone see you.
My strategy right now is I think I'm going to lean towards scary games and make clips out of the scary moments. and just do it through scary games. Because it seems like, I felt like that was the strategy when PewDiePie got big.
Yeah. But it's but, I feel like there's also the reaction with, what was it called? Happy Place, or the name of the game.
The bike game?
Yeah, the bike game. And that was making a comeback on my For You page. But like, I made it go away because I didn't want to say that shit.
Yeah, but also, you know who else? Bless you.
Thank you.
I know he doesn't really talk about this moment, but you know who else blew up kind of like that with Scary Game? I mean, Markiplier, obviously. But yeah. Recently, Queso. Queso was kind of going through that Scary Game. I mean, he got big through like his, oh, it is what it is, and Hogwarts Legacy. But the Scary Games,
yeah.
The reaction to Scary Games, and Fall Guys. Yeah. But,
that's kind of like what pushed him, and then the other videos made him bigger. But yeah. Scary games. I mean, you played your fair share. I mean, there's still way more scary games.
There's
but,
a lot more.
But you've tried playing, like, there's the scariest one you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phasmophobia you played? Or was little that
bit,
only...
A little bit.
I think that was only Beetlebomb?
Yeah, I played Phasma like once, probably.
Okay. Did you play Outlast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two only, not the first
one. I thought it was
and
the
I played
one.
Amnesia.
Okay.
That it's was like crazy
the,
because
Amnesia was like the old G scary game.
It's kind of crazy because like the progression of what is scary and what isn't, like at that time Outlast 2, damn, that shit's scary. But the progression of how scary games are now, it's like it's not that scary. I mean, it'll scare you, but it's not like, oh, like now it fucking scares you. One of the scariest games I've ever played was a demo called it was the alien one, like They don't belong here or something. It's Russian. That scared the fuck. I don't know why it scared the fuck out of me. Because, like, I know I'm never going to get abducted by aliens. But it was fucking just, like, just seeing the roof fly off. And I was like, man, this is, like, nope in real life.
Talking about that, did you see the Northern Lights?
No, I didn't. Lazy, dude.
There's the Northern Lights, and then I think... Because if it came on my For You page, there was a video of a comic.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah.
The meteor?
Yeah, the meteor.
Dude. This shit was bright, man. It was like, lit up the sky.
So, aliens are coming.
I'm excited for IGN Live. Let's go.
I think I'm going to get tickets. I'll go with you. What, you're going...
Saturday.
Okay, just Saturday.
I told Karosh, and he said he can't go Saturday, but there's Sunday.
But I mean, he probably wants to go with us, you know, or like with someone he knows.
Oh,
so if he can't go that day that you're going, he doesn't want to go at all. But yeah, anything else?
No, I'm excited, dude. Video game news, dude. IGN Live. I hope they have fucking the Elden Ring DLC. I doubt it.
Do you think this could be the start of like a new?
If it does well, they're gonna run off with it.
And you can be like, I was there.
Watch.
I was there for the first one.
I think it's going to do well. I'm going to tell you right now, tickets are going to go up next year. I can tell you right now.
But we're going to get in. Media pass.
But make content. Yeah. That's the most important thing. You rate your top three games at that event.
You know what you should do? Because, man, but the thing is, the thing is not making content. It's I don't want to make content because I'm not doing anything with my content. I'm not promoting it. Like I'm not working on the videos to do that. So maybe if I just focus on that. So maybe you make content, send me the videos, like the footage, and then I'll make it videos or something, you know? Maybe we can team up like that.
Sure.
Have someone become famous at least. And then
got people listening, so that, okay. Shout outs to them.
But I mean, like, it's funny because it doesn't correlate. Like, you know, if someone's listening on the podcast, it doesn't mean they're gonna want to like, oh, let me watch, you know, these clips that they're talking about. Like, it doesn't correlate that way.
That's unless they're hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be hardcore, but like, we don't have the mass following like where. Even if we get like, you know, 10% of the followers, it's still, that's going to be like a huge percentage, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a little bit. And I don't expect anyone to go move on to, you know, from one platform to another one. I don't do it myself. Like if I, you know, I've listened to the podcast, Jinxie Podcast, on TikTok. I've never gone on anything else to listen to it, you know? So
What's crazy is what brought up... Dang, I shouldn't get too deep into it. But I've been listening to more podcasts. Oh. I've been listening to what other people do.
If you have tips.
Well, I mean...
It's just what clips. Seems to be
the number one thing is... If you're a celebrity, you're pretty big. Like, you just got the following.
So no, but it's also, it's the clips. Like, and it's not even that, like, a celebrity can just have someone, an editor, make the clips for them. So, like, even if the person is terrible, they got to just make the clips. You know, they just get those highlight parts. But I'm not going to spend the time.
There's one podcast. I like the concept of it. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I was like, this is really cool. Like, the way she did it is she talks about content creators that used to be famous and have no longer famous.
Ninja.
And she talks about where are they now. I was like, this is the concept of that podcast is really cool. I was like, damn. So it would be something like Ray William Johnson. I mean, he's still kind of big on TikTok now, kind of, but not, he wasn't like the king.
But
he's
he stepped back. Yeah. And like, yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about Ray, but like, it seems like he stepped back because he wanted more of a private life. Mm-hmm. But he, you know, he came back to doing social media again, but it's not in a big way.
What's crazy, Dan, it's like a side tangent. People don't realize Ray William Johnson, he made other people really, like other content. He brought up a lot of people with him, like just his influence. He made so many other content creators like famous. It's like, dang. Dude, he made Boogie famous just from a clip. Like, it's just weird things happen like that. Like Sushi Dragon got famous because some guy raided him. And after that took off, or Shroud. Shroud got famous because Dr. Disrespect. Because
he killed Dr. Disrespect?
No, Dr. Disrespect, they teamed up, and then he raided him. But okay. It's just like these weird push-up moments.
Isn't there there's like a grenade. I know that with between Shroud and Dr. Disrespect, there's a footage where he throws a grenade and he lands it.
Oh, I don't know.
Or someone does, and then that's the opposite person became popular because of that. Or at least that's one of the ways.
Myth got famous because he killed Summit.
Summit, okay.
He like fucking wrecked Summit. And
where is he now?
That's true. He got the bag. He got the bag. So.
I mean, he's still like doing things, but yeah, I don't.
No, like I saw the, damn, shout out to Myth, but I saw a video, the downfall of Myth. It's bad, like numbers wise.
But I mean, it's bad. Not like a negative thing though, like. He's got enough popularity where he doesn't have to worry essentially about what he can do.
Yeah.
He's just not going to be in the foreground, but maybe he doesn't want to be. He's not like trying to be. I don't know. But yeah. What else?
That's it. Just looking forward to IGN Live, dude. I live for the weekends. My shit's messed up. You gotta be the opposite way.
The thing for me is I'm not doing, like, I've been doing things to, like, better my life. So, like, focusing on exercise, on, you know, trying not to be on my computer as much. I really haven't been playing games. Like, the last time I logged on my PS5 has been, like, 4 months, you know? So, it's like, and I know right now they have the paid subscription for PSN has Tunic. Hmm. Which is a game that we tried at PAX in what, 2000?
Before COVID.
12?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. And we went into, COVID. So that was one of the sickest ones, that PAX. Because we got like a tour bus to Microsoft. Wasted
gas. Destroying the economy.
Still so sick. And, you know, We got a tour bus to the Microsoft place, and then we got to try a bunch of indie games there, one of them being Tunic, and that was my favorite one at the time. Mm. I never ended up picking it up when it finally went on sale, but it's now free on PSN, so I wanna download it and play it. So that's one I'm going to look forward to. I might stream it just for fun. I know it probably won't take off or anything. But I need to get back on the streaming. Haven't been doing that.
It's not even streaming. You got to make the clips.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's the thing. Like, I want to
record it and not streamed. I think you'd be so much more comfortable.
Like, I want to stream like 2 hours maybe. But the thing is, I got to get comfortable. Like, when when I stream, I don't want anyone to disturb me. So my cat, like, you know, anyone around the house and stuff. And the thing is, like, watching other people, like, make clips, like, dude, they're, like, pausing the game and they're leaving their mic on and you can hear them talking, like, to someone. And that's the clip. Like, it's, like, a funny situation where it's, like, hey, I made you a sandwich. I'm, like, I'm streaming right now. Like, don't bother me. You know, like, that's the clip. And I don't want to do stuff like that. You know, it's very, I don't know. I guess I don't want to show my private life kind of thing. So it turns me off. So I want to not stream that. But so I'm always trying to, like, stream whenever I have, like, complete silence in the house and I don't have anyone bothering me. But my cat doesn't allow me. So maybe I'll change that. But yeah, other than that, I've been focusing on exercise. What else? That's it, yeah. I don't do much. Haven't gone to movies.
I had to watch Mad Max Fury Road. I've never watched it before Furiosa comes out, which is, I think it's this weekend.
I think Hideo Kojima already saw it. Yeah. Made some comments on it. Very, very, he liked it a lot. So.
I don't know why I never watched it. Huh. I think because the old ones just really turned me. I mean, they're okay. You can't compare the old one to the new one. Maybe because it's like Mel Gibson.
I don't know the correlation between the original Mad Max and this new Furiosa. Like,
I don't know.
I think timeline, it's set ahead of the original Mad Max, but I don't, like, understand. I haven't really, like, looked into it.
Which is weird, is I've always wanted to watch the Planet of the Apes. I never watched any of the new ones. Except, I mean, the Tim Burton one is not new, but it was the ones before the new ones. But I don't know. Every time I watch it, like, I like the concept of it, but I feel like they don't execute it well. I am Proxima Caesar!
The only iconic scene for me is when he finds the Statue of Liberty in the beach.
Oh, the old
one. Yeah, the old one, yeah.
That's a good
one. And he's like, you damn dirty apes.
And the Tim Burton was confusing. Like, Abraham Lincoln. Like, this is weird. Like, how did you try to figure out what the hell? Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, in the original ones, it makes sense. Like, he comes back to, like, a world that got taken over. But in that one, it's like he came back to a different dimension where monkeys have always been, like, kind of thing. And that was weird.
That's a whole nother. I was trying to explain that as.
But yeah, let's get into it then. We'll do Kaisenat first. Or Kaisenat.
Mm.
Or Kaisenat.
Mm.
How do you pronounce it?
Sanat.
I think it's Sanat.
Damn.
I saw two clips. I saw a clip where I think Pokimane says his name and she says it wrong.
But it's Pokemon. Her name's Iman. But people, because you read it, they say Pokemon, but it's supposed to be
and,
Pokemon.
I believe she pronounces it incorrectly, but he's like, no, it's still a win because she said it. Mm. And then there's a clip where he says it. He's reading an article and he reads his own name, and I don't remember how he pronounced it either. So.
What's crazy about Kai is he grew up watching that guy who does prank videos, Roman or something. And there's, like, clips of him trying to get Roman's autograph or something. Is his name Roman? Damn, I don't know. I forgot his name.
But. Is it a guy that, like, had a family? Like,
yes.
I think I know who he's you're talking about.
Yes.
That's so funny.
It's like him, Roman, and Vitaly. Like, they were kind of close.
Yeah.
Vitaly is gone. A different route in content creation.
I mean... I don't even know if he's going to continue. But with Kai, he became Elden Lord.
Yes. What his thing was, he was going to do a 100-plus-hour stream until he beat the game.
And he did. He did like 100-and-something hours, right?
Yeah.
He didn't end up beating the game in that time, did he?
I don't think so. It took him a week.
Okay.
A full week. But that's very impressive.
There's a lot of clips. Like, it feels like it's been doing it for a month, dude. The amount of clips I've seen. But what do you think? I think it's impressive the amount of like how good he's gotten by playing the game. Because in the beginning, when he was fighting the first boss, the like the open world boss, he was terrible.
So let me start with that. He's one of the better players for even doing that. I don't think a lot of people, because you know, I'll look at clips of that Tree Sentinel fight. It took me 2 hours, obviously, but yeah, it's not my first, and you know, I kind of used to those types of games. But anyone that can beat it, it doesn't matter how long they take.
Yeah, the patience, dude.
I'm just like, dude, you're one of the best ones out there. Like, and I think people on those comments, they don't realize, because I don't think they play the game, they don't realize how difficult that. If I were to do that now, it's still probably take me 2 hours. Well, maybe, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't do it first try for sure. But yeah, that's a soul level one fight for like against a hard boss in Bloodborne, that Tree Sentinel fight. So to me, I think I when he beat it, I was like, okay, because you know, people were doubting him. Oh, he's not gonna beat the game. When he beat it, I was like, he's good. He's good. I was like, he's good, dude. He got it. He got it for the rest. But I mean, certain fights did take him a long time.
And certain fights, he did quick, yeah, dude.
He beat Horolu on his third try. I'm like,
yeah, bro.
I didn't beat Horolu.
Yeah, because he had like, I don't know. Because that's the thing is, like, I haven't watched his actual stream. I've only seen clips. And all the clips are like him doing the final blow. Mm. But I assume while he was fighting him, he like learned his moves. Like in the very beginning, he just like didn't attack, just learning the moves. But yeah, like I feel like Horolu has like a good three hits, three different attacks that like if you don't watch it carefully, you will not dodge that attack.
No, and another thing a lot of people don't realize, he beat it without like using any, it was all solo, which I did.
No, that's summons.
Extremely hard. Like coming from a guy that's played soul level right. one, to me that is extremely, because those Elden Ring bosses are a little bit different than Bloodborne, with the exception of Bloodborne DLC, is that these guys don't let you breathe. So for you to have like someone to aggro just for a second would make the fight so much easier. And yep, I was like, damn, he did it solo too. So I was like, he's one of the best. I mean people were saying, oh, this fight's easy. I'm pretty sure they used like a mimic tier or something.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah. They used something to make it easier. Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, doing that shit solo is a different. It's way different. Because I did do another game where I can use the jellyfish. I was just using the jellyfish.
Yeah, jellyfish is OP.
I was coasting through it. And I was like, damn, if I used a mimic tier, I would coast through this so fucking easy.
I mean, they did like nerf it. Not by much, though. But they nerfed it specifically for. What is it, Melania? Hmm. So yeah, but yeah, I mean, Kai's not better than I am because I use summons. I use summons.
It's funny because when I play through a DLC, dang, I don't want to solo it. Like, just it kind of like makes. I was like, when he was doing it solo, I was like, dude, I was afraid that he's like, damn, I'm
gonna give up. Yeah,
not give up, but I was afraid he was gonna be like, I'm never gonna play another FromSoft game because that's. That's not the way to play it. You're supposed to use those things. Maybe it makes sense.
But the thing is, so I don't want to like say that, you know, without obviously chat watching him, he probably wouldn't have done it because like they pushed him. Like when he beats someone, everyone going like, hell yeah, like hell. You know, that's like a high that you get. Like everyone watched you kill this guy and now you're going to move on to the next guy, you know? So like, when he finally beat the game, everyone's like, hell yeah. And he probably feels good. And he's like, let me do another one. But yeah, over time, I think it's going to get old. Like, he's going to be like, not even your cheers are like pushing me for beating this game kind of thing.
It was crazy when I was watching him do. I was watching him do the Millennia fight for a little bit. I didn't watch his streams quite often, but when I was watching him do the Millennia fight, he's like, he got first phase down. And he's like, he didn't get second phase. And two, it's weird because, you know, everyone's different. To me, second phase of Malenia is really easy. It's not that hard. But the first phase is the one that's, like, fucking hard.
Because
like,
she does the dance move, dude.
Windfowl.
And, like, unless you're at a certain distance, you're not, like.
There's a way to dodge it. I don't even know
how to dodge. Me neither. But like, that's why. So for me, I learned how to dodge it by being a certain distance. If I wasn't that far, even like if I started rolling, I wouldn't have made it out of the distance of the attack.
So I never. So people have always argued who's the hardest from soft boss. It's either Malenia or Isshin. And I never beat Isshin. I never even got to Isshin in Sekiro. I always quit. Anyways, but yeah, I want to fight Isshin to see who is harder. But to me, Malenia is cheap. The only reason why is I don't mind her healing when she hits, but when you block it, it shouldn't heal her. That's the thing that fucking irritates me about Malenia. But I don't think what's weird is like, damn, yeah, I guess she is the hardest. But I feel like we've done harder stuff with Soul Blood Level 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Blood Level 4.
Fucking
Blood Level 4. Yeah, just any DLC. Except Lawrence is kind of easy, I think. But, well, not easy. See, I say he's easy, but he probably won't. I mean, he was the easiest out of
DLC. He's still easier, but yeah, like, but it's still extremely
Ludwig,
hard.
Ludwig and Kaz were just... Maria was hard, too, man.
Kaz... The thing is, with Kaz... is honestly when I beat Kaz Blood Level 4, that I did a certain dodge pure luck, because I was learning that dodge and I could not get it down. Even when I accidentally made the dodge successful, that was on accident. I don't know how I got it. So I was scared I was gonna have to do it again. Mm-hmm. And I managed to kill him before I had to do that dodge again.
What's funny with Kaz is I don't know how his second phase is, except he does have this one move I know what to do, but like, I'm so scared if I ever did Blood Level 4 again, like, I can never beat Kaz, because I was lucky. Just the position was lucky for the second phase.
Yeah, exactly. When I did, like, that's what I feel like, too. It's, I beat him out of luck, like, not out of, like, skill. Like,
yeah. He's everything so unpredictable, just fell into place. I don't know what to do.
He has one move that, like, the beginning is the same. So you don't know if it's going to do it, and he's going to do the follow-up attack, or if he's going to do it, and he's going to yell after. So the yell, obviously, you can hit him after, but like the follow-up, you have to dodge it again.
There's this one move that he does in the second phase is so fucking tricky. It's like a little hop he does, and then he attacks forward with a shrimp. But when he does a hop forward, you're supposed to dodge into him. And it's so, like, it doesn't make sense, yeah. But if you do it, it dodges. But like when you first do it, you don't want to dodge into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You go right through it. So
You generally, like... Most games, when you dodge, you want to dodge away from the person, not towards the person. So it's very, like, it's against, like, your instinct to do that, too.
Yeah. I don't think I ever want to do a Blood Level 4. Like, I see people do Blood Level 4 chalice runs, and it's just like, I'm scarred from the normal.
But the thing is, like, I'm not going to say Kaisanat's obviously a bad player, but... It I feel like anything is possible. It just takes patience. Like you just have to do it over and over and over again. And obviously, some people just can't spend an extra 500 hours trying to kill one boss. You know. So,
I mean, what's great was he brought. So I have a coworker who's not into like video games like that. Got him interested.
Damn. And
I think they don't need to do it. You know, Bandai. They don't need to pay people to, because they already got that, but I think sometimes it's worth it to pay for that publicity, like, but I don't know.
The thing is, like, you never know, though. Like, the game's already been out, like, you wouldn't know that, like, Kaisanat did it, obviously, like, no charge. Yeah.
He brought fucking eyes to the game.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
And he even said that what he played sports games and 2K and it's his best game he's ever played. He said it was his best game he's ever played on stream, but he didn't say it's his best game. But that's a win for me. Damn, I kind of wanted to see him do a Godskin duel, but I know he beat it.
Yeah, I think it took him like around 130. Or he had 134 deaths or something like that. Mm-hmm. Around 130 deaths. Which is, it's still... No, I think it was less. I feel like... I remember seeing the number and being impressed. I was like, damn, he killed him pretty quickly.
I saw his top five hardest bosses. And what was weird... I mean, everyone's different, right? Malekith was different.
Yeah.
And to me, that was kind of weird. Because I was like... I mean, he is hard, but... It's like, yeah, okay.
I feel like... I don't know. For me, it's bosses that hit hard are easier because generally they have like a very easy pattern to follow. Mm. And bosses that don't hit as hard have like a more erratic and faster pattern. So it's like you have to kind of play them slower, like learn the dodges first before you start attacking. And I don't do that. I just like go into it right off the bat, you know, attacking and dodging when I can. And then I learn things as I get hit. But like sometimes it happens, like, you know, my 100th death, I just saw like for the first time a different type of attack. I'm like, oh, shit. So I have issues with like faster bosses than I do with slower bosses.
Malekith's pretty fast.
But yeah, bow down to
Elden Lord. Let's go.
Did a good job.
And I think, I'm pretty sure he got more people into the game.
Like, you think the DLC will make a comeback for Elden Ring?
What do you mean DLC?
Like it'll cause more people to play it again?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because, well, I don't know. I don't know what activates the DLC. Usually you got to do some weird thing to activate DLC.
Yeah. So, but when it comes out soon?
It's next month. And I know Kai's excited for it. And what's crazy is, if you know DLC for FromSoft, there's going to be harder bosses. And so
the thing is, so I know that it wasn't like FromSoft's idea, but the timing for the DLC, it could be faster, but it's still really good for like the timing on when Kai's not finished and the DLC, because it's still fresh. Like, you're still into it. Because if it's another year, Kaisenot's going to forget about it. He's going to be like, you know, I don't remember this game. Like, you know, move on to the next thing. So hopefully it releases and he still has like the urge to want to play it and stuff.
Oh, you know what would do well, dude? If you're talking about content creation, tips and tricks for the DLC. Whoever beats that game first, eyes. And if you make a tips and tricks videos of how to dodge, how to counterattack, you know, stats, what weapon to use, you'll do well.
At least that weekend.
Yes.
If you do the video content within that weekend.
Yep.
You'll do.
Or even like, it doesn't have to be that week. Let's say it's a really hard boss, but you found a cheese. That'll do well.
Yeah.
Arrow for it. Like, how to kill that one. You seen that? You shoot it through the fucking hole. Just arrows.
Yeah, if you do something where it causes the boss to get stuck, mm-hmm. and then you just like stay far away and arrow, that'll be a good one.
I don't see the thing with like the FromSoft games. I don't like boss fights where you have to use a specific item to kill them.
There's the
Moog has one.
What is it? That snake boss.
Reichardt. Yeah. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, that second half. Or is it the whole battle or is it the second half? You can do
the whole battle.
The whole battle using like the special sword that's supposed to be like the snake god killer or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't knowing.
Elden Ring, let's go. I'm excited. I'm going to have to buy it for PC. I don't have it for PC. I don't have Elden Ring for PC. Damn. So.
I mean, I don't mind PS5.
I mean, I could play it on PS4, but I kind of don't want
to. Oh, yeah, I forgot, dude. Kinda you haven't gotten a PS5.
PS5 is on its last legs.
Damn.
Dude, it's been how many years? Fuck.
You held off. That's amazing.
No, I mean, I'm going to get one eventually.
At the end there of its
isn't,
life cycle?
Like, there still isn't an exclusive that I want. That's PS5. God of War? Yeah, whatever. Silent Hill 2.
And even now, like, they're releasing all the games on PC.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I don't like playing games on PC. That's the thing with me.
But you never got a PS5. All right, let's move on. We'll do the places to go to when you visit California.
California.
Must have places.
Knows how to party.
I'll start with the number one that we talked about. In-N-Out. And it's not to say that In-N-Out's amazing or anything like that, but like, it's literally like a Southern California or like a West Coast thing. So like, you have to try it at least once.
It's kind of like, damn. See, I want to say equivalent, but that place is not good.
Five Guys?
Well, I mean,
which is now
Castle, like East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not good.
I mean, it's in the West Coast too. Yeah. We had it in Vegas.
Yeah, kind of. But In-N-Out. Is Anthony Bourdain's favorite fast food restaurant?
Well, I mean, like, to me, the quality is really good for fast food. Like, it's really, really good. But people, some people think it's not, like, I don't know if they think, like, they wanted a greasier burger for a fast food. But, like, to me, it's, like, more grease is not appetizing. Like, it doesn't seem like a good food to me. So, Five Guys is, like, a very greasy burger. And people it's think that expensive. That's better than, yeah, and it's super expensive. It's, like, $15 for just the burger. At least
with In-N-Out, it's cheap.
Yeah, it's like, what is it, $9 for like a whole combo.
Mm-hmm. And with this inflation economy.
Yeah, dude. And it's gotten up in price, but like, what is it, like 40 cents? Which isn't that bad. Most places have gotten up like $2-3.
And they treat their employees right. Or I don't know about treat, but they pay them.
Yeah, dude. You've seen like the hiring like sign saying like starting pay is like $21 an hour. It's like, what the fuck?
Dude, do you know how much a store manager makes?
I'm going to assume salary-wise, $65,000.
It's more, even with double that, it's like 100, like 50. What they make around 150. Fuck? Yeah, so if you can like move up the ranks, man.
All right, let me be the store manager.
Yeah, it's like one, it's like high six figure. No, it's not high six figure, but it's six figures.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's nuts.
What would be another place that someone has to visit?
I mean, because we're Jade. We're from California, so we don't care. But I guess Hollywood Boulevard to see the stars. Like, when I walk that, I hate walking there because people stop and
I know, yeah, they want to take too pictures, many tourists. But
I don't care.
I mean, the area is not, like, nice, you know?
That's
like,
true. And there, you sometimes see Elmo.
Because there's so much tourism there, it also attracts like a lot of different people.
Yes.
To the area in
scam
hopes.
Artists?
Yes. In hopes that they make more money.
Yeah.
And in any way or form, they can scam you. They can just, you know, ask for money, and some people will just end up giving them some. So, but yeah, like it's not a nice area anymore.
I heard you like to go to a specific star. Donald? That's Donald Duck.
Okay. Patrick Star.
I don't know what you guys are doing. We're talking about Donald Duck.
For me.
Oh, just a shout out. I do go to Hollywood often because of the Egyptian theater. Sometimes they don't hold like a movie screenings. I don't know. It's if you guys like seeing or like to hear the stars of the movie talk about their movie, sometimes they hold events.
We used to go more often before in the area, not specifically like the Star Walk of Fame, but the comic store.
Oh, yeah.
And it held events,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, a lot of parties. Fucking video game parties.
Free In-N-Out.
Yes, it all comes back. That's the thing I missed, the video game release parties. It was cool.
And then IMA.
I always judge events. Damn, this is going on another tangent. But I always judge events by, you know, if it's a cool place, you know, free drinks and free food. If it's free alcohol, it's like, okay. And then free food, that's even better. Like, whoa.
The trifecta is free booze and drinking just enough to like not black out. Like to be on a really good buzz and just enjoy the event from that point. Like,
yeah. I mean, we saw Seth Green and Breckin Meyer. Robot Chicken.
Yeah, dude. I was being confused for someone famous, and you guys told me to roll with it. Oh, I was I can't do that. That's funny. For me, it'd be Disneyland, I guess, one time. But, like, that is a very expensive cost. Yes. Very expensive. I mean, As a Southern California resident, it's not so expensive. It's still very like costly. It'd be like what, $250? Because I think we have like the Southern California special ticket, which is like way less expensive than like a standard ticket. But it's because it's only available to like anyone that lives in Southern California. It's like $125-$150 versus like the ticket being $300 or something. So, yeah. So, there's that. And then You're going to spend money on food.
Merch.
Merchandise.
I have a question. How much are those Mickey Mouse ears?
The ears, I want to say like $15.
Oh, that's not that expensive. For some strange reason, I thought there were like 50 or something.
No, no.
Oh, they're not that expensive.
I think max would be like $25 if it's like a nice, like...
They're not that expensive then. I thought they were like 50 or something.
But I mean, like, people collect them. Like, they true. Have...
True.
A large collection. So it adds up.
True.
It adds up. True. What's another place you think they should visit?
Touristy.
Doesn't have to be tourist, like local place that you, it could be eatery or just like a local joint that you think like, dude, people have to experience
this. I mean, I've never been here. But this is all like, damn, if you're into stars, the Hollywood sign, I've never been there, but I guess that,
yeah, trekking it,
yeah, Holly, because sometimes you do see celebrities walking that.
But I also think, because the thing is, like, people don't make it fun. You know, like, there's people always, like, doing rowdy things and then causing, like, mayhem. Cops will come by. I don't know. I've experienced it twice. No, because there's a specific way to climb up to the Hollywood sign. And people will park, like, in neighborhoods, which they're, like, usually nice neighborhoods that have, like, famous people living there, so they don't want people parking there, and so they'll call the cops, and then it becomes a big old deal sometimes. So yeah, so my experience with that twice out of like the five times that I've gone, so you know, might not happen to you.
I've never done this. I think I'm gonna do it one day, the sightseeing tour bus. I know it's not a big deal, but I don't know, I've always wanted, I don't know, something about like just being on the top of a double-decker bus. I don't know, just it'll remind me of being in
London. I mean, I did that in London.
Yeah.
I went on the second half, but it was whatever. The idea was cool, and then when I did it, I was like, oh, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Wasn't that amazing.
Yeah, it's probably expensive. That's probably like $50.
Getting driven spots. Around. Expensive-ass taxi. Because yeah. You could technically just leave whenever... It does, like, touristy stops, you know? Little areas and stuff, so...
I guess one place...
Madame Tussauds?
I guess, yeah.
No. Dude, I went to the one in Paris, and it was not
good. Sometimes they had the celebrity pretending they're the mannequin. Like, good afternoon, like, Arnold. I don't like... I've only been twice... Not a big fan of the place, but I think as a tourist you should go is Pink's Hot Dogs. A lot of celebrities go there, and the first time I went there, I met Billy Zane, the bad guy from Titanic.
Damn,
it was kind of fucked up because he was two people ahead of me, and the group of people in front of me. I was like, because I recognized him. I was like, you're Billy Zane, right? So yeah, man. I was like, oh, dude, nice to meet you, man. You were dope in Titanic, and. The big group in front of me is so messed up. I was like, man, what? The guy's like, what are you up to now, man? I'm like, dude, that's fucked up, dude. That's so fucked. He's playing Marlon Brando in a biopic. He looks like Marlon Brando, dude. They made him like look like him.
Yeah.
Holy shit. But yeah, my bad, Billy.
My next one would be the Aquarium of the Pacific. Yeah, it's a nice place, but it's also like something where one time is enough for me. Like, it doesn't change much after that. You know, they don't get new species of fish or something like that. It's just the same thing over and over. So, yeah, just one time visiting that place. Pretty cool. It's around this area, yeah, so.
I think Universal Studios. We'll talk about more, but just see how movies are made. And it's Universal's a weird place where... You only need to go there once.
I want to just jump into it, dude. Like,
you've seen it once.
So I went to Universal Studios when I was a kid, and I went more recently to see like the Hogwarts stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was extremely disappointed, even though they had the whole Hogwarts stuff. It was literally the same park that I remember, like when I was 7 years old. I was like, nothing's changed. There's the tour bus that. every time I've gone on that tour bus, nothing amazing has happened. You always tell you, like, you might see a celebrity. Mm. I've never once in my life seen a celebrity. It's not to say that you can't, because they do go through, like the area where they shoot movies and stuff. So you might see a celebrity taking a break or something like that. It's never happened. And then I went into the Simpsons ride, which I hear is going to get taken down.
Good. It was whatever.
Exactly. See, it's not even that amazing.
Before the Simpsons ride, it was Back to the Future. That was way better.
And then they took that away. They took that away.
Back to the Future was way better.
Dude. And then, the only fun thing is that little strip of Hogwarts. Mm. And there's two rides.
Yes.
There's the Griffin ride, which is like a roller coaster, but it's very short. Mm-hmm. Literally like a minute long,
yep.
But it's very, like, when you think of a roller coaster, that's what I think of a roller coaster. It's just too short. And then there's the what is it, like, a
Forbidden
flying
journey?
The it's flying broom, or no?
Kind of.
Are you supposed to be in a flying broom, or yeah. What are you doing in that one?
You're like catching a snitch.
Yeah, yeah. You're like flying on like the snitch thing or whatever. But yeah, you see like the spiders and stuff. So yeah, that one is cool too.
Yeah.
That's it. And then the rest, there's like literally no more rides.
Yeah.
No more rides. There's nothing to fucking do. And then I don't know if you tried the funnel cakes. Trash, dude. Trash funnel cakes.
So I guess the thing to do, even like the website, it said when you get there, you got to get the breakfast at the Hogwarts. And we tried getting there, but it was too late.
Damn.
So we had the normal food, which was okay. It wasn't actually, for theme park food, it's better than most I ever had at that breakfast spot that wasn't a breakfast spot anymore.
It's the sit down restaurant, right? Like in the mm-hmm. towards the beginning part mm-hmm. of the area. Okay. I saw the place and I saw a lot of people going in, but I didn't mess with that. I did get a butter beer.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, you were not amazed with Hogwarts. I was actually pretty impressed with Hogwarts. I was not amazed with Super Nintendo Land. And that was the one where
it has one ride.
Yeah. They close it off. But you can buy extra, pay extra to get there early. We didn't do that. So we were thinking, oh, we're not going to get in because that's the thing. That's right, the right. It thing.
Yeah, right yeah.
Now. And you but then it. We went towards later just to check it, and they're letting people in. We're like, oh, shit. But we couldn't try the food. Reservations. You had to reserve it way in advance.
I think you're fine with it. I've seen it on TikTok. They're like, the wait is an hour long for subpar food.
So we're not amazing. So it's just a small section of the park, and
yeah, and like, and dude, it's all the way at the back of the park. You have to take stairs, like 10 mile stairs all the way down to that section. Yeah, they do have escalators, but like, it's insane. Dude.
And that ride sucks. The Mario Kart ride, it sucks.
It's not even fun. Look at that.
It's the thing is, it's made for kids, so it's not like super fast.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's like. They make you wear like this, like
virtual
AR
visor,
so you can see
the things happening.
Yeah, and you're supposed to like fight against people. And I was like, this is kind of lame, dude. Like, I mean, I wouldn't mind it if the ride was good, but the ride wasn't even good. It was like super slow. It was, like,
did you do the tour?
Yeah, that one's okay. I mean, they added stuff to it, like your King Kong and.
They still have the when I went on it, we went through the Fast and the Furious one.
Yeah, that too.
I was like, dude, this is so old.
But
they had a recent movie, but
different because it's their 60th anniversary, and they're saying like, we don't usually do this, but like, this is like once in a lifetime opportunity. They stop at Bates Motel. And you can walk around. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. He's like, yeah,
you'll never. They don't let people walk usually in the area. And then in any
second
tram
comes and picks you up and finishes the tour. I was like, oh, that's cool. Because, yeah, I've been to Universal 3 times and I've never stopped.
Yeah, it's never stopped. I mean, like, it. Not to say that it never stops. They'll stop it sometimes because there's movies that are happening. So, like, if there's a scene happening, they'll have to stop you. They'll have to wait until the scene's done, and then they can keep going.
What's crazy is, I mean, I think, you went when it wasn't a weekend, because I was like, yeah, I don't think they film during the weekends, because I don't think we'll ever see, like, a star come out. Like, they don't film on the weekends.
I mean, it's their job, so they get weekends off, you know?
Mm. Yep. It's part of the, what is it?
But yeah, like Universal Studios, one time is enough for life.
It's,
dude.
It's, yeah. It's
you don't even with the Mario place, like you said, there, you don't need to go to Universal's again for the Mario.
It's
like,
magical if you've never seen the things.
Yeah.
Like, but once you've seen the shows, you've seen like, oh, I do have to admit, so the best ride is the Harry Potter one.
Yeah.
That one. But the scariest ride is the Jurassic Park one. They switched. They
changed. Oh yeah, yeah. They made it more modern to the Jurassic World or whatever.
Yeah,
it still wasn't.
Yeah, it got me because I was used to the Jurassic Park one. They did something different. I was like, oh, and it. I felt like I got more wet this time. Like I'm like, damn, I got fucking soaked. I was like, oh, like it hit me. She goes, ooh, it was cold too.
Now in the first one, I remember like a T-Rex comes at you and then you drop down. That's yeah. The drop where like it does the crazy thing. It's still technically that same drop, but yeah, they've done other like different things. It's not a T-Rex anymore. It's the other one or whatever.
It's that futuristic T-Rex.
Yeah, futuristic. Like the genetically modified T-Rex.
Yeah. Once you go to Universal, I don't know. I was debating whether to get the season pass. I was like, damn. But no, what was cool is,
did you try the Mummy ride?
Yes.
Okay. Cause,
oh, so the longest line, and we never got to ride it.
Transformers?
Yeah.
Really?
Didn't get to
ride it. It's not even that fun.
Oh, damn.
It's not even that fun. So
it was always, I mean, 65 minutes isn't long, but we still didn't want to. I mean, everything was actually an hour or less.
You know, and the funny thing is, the last time I went, both the Mummy broke down and Jurassic Park had been broken down. Like, they didn't let anyone in the whole day. And the Mummy was like on and off, like, hey, they let like certain amount of people in and then be like, I'm sorry, it broke again. And then fix it. It's open. And then sorry, it broke again. And I was like, what the like, what's the point?
I don't know. I thought the Harry Potter part was cool.
Yeah,
I was
yeah. Like, this is and it, because cool. It's also brand new, but it's like it's such a small, like it is a very intricate section, but it's like just a block worth. And that's it. Like, that's all you get to see. So like, did you try the, like, where you go into that secret room and they do, like, the whole wand trick or whatever?
Yeah, we didn't buy wands. We didn't even buy the power-up bins,
yeah.
Which I almost bought, but...
Oh, for like, Mario.
Yeah, the way they explained it is, like, I understand, like, they gamified it, but yeah. It's just, like, you don't win anything. And
you don't.
It's just, like, there's no point.
It's like also, it's like the wand thing in Harry Potter. So like there's certain areas when you have a wand, you can do the spell and it would like activate the sensors and cause a thing to happen. Same thing with that little wristband. You just go to an area, you like scan it and it does the action or whatever.
So even I guess it has like an amiibo or something, but it's like it doesn't have exclusive things in it. It's like, damn, you guys dropped the ball on shit. And then also what else? Yeah, the Harry Potter wands, they should make it like where it's kind of customizable, like lightsabers. Like, oh, you get unicorn hair in your wand.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, dude, you just buy someone else's wand. It's like, damn, dude.
Like, I mean, they like you can find a wand that you want, like one that has unicorn hair or whatever, but it's going to be someone else's wand. Like, oh, then you want Professor Snape's wand because that's what the one that you were looking for. Or if you want, like, you know, a phoenix feather, that it's this person's wand because that's the one that has it kind of thing. But, yeah, like, you can't customize a wand. It's always, like, it's an already, like, pre-made wand for a professor or a Harry Potter or one of the characters.
But the merch is dope. Nintendo Land, like, I have to admit, the merch is actually pretty cool. I didn't go crazy, but it's cool. The merch is worth it, I think.
Yeah. So then,
so Universal parks, just once.
Once is all you freaking need.
Yeah. Once. And they're making a new Fast and Furious ride, and like I don't care.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. So when I went, they were doing the preview for Mario, which I didn't know. But outside, someone was asking like, if you're there for the preview, I said no. I don't know if I could have said yes, and they would have like dealt with the situation there, but So I like went into the park, found out that you need special wristbands that they were giving out for people, and the color signified like what time you were able to go. So I didn't know that at the time. So I found a blue wristband. So I got it, managed to put it on myself, walked in, and he's like, oh, your time slot's over. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. Sorry. And I just walked away. Tried to sneak in. Couldn't get in. That was on the, like, not the grand opening, but it was a preview.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It was like...
But I think they were giving exclusive stuff, though, to them, to the people that were going. So was trying to get everything, you know? But for in terms of that, theme parks, theme parks do you recommend?
Well, I mean, going back to that, damn, they paid some big money bucks for that licensing. And you know that's not going to stay there forever. Like, that's going to put 10 years, maybe?
How does that work? So for 10 years, and then they'll be like, tear it down. We can't have it anymore.
Fast and the Furious Land. Fuck. That's crazy, dude. That's like it's not going to be a permanent thing.
Like, Disneyland did a little bit smarter. They bought the whole entire rights to Star Wars. So, like, you know, they're fine.
I think, dude, but we talk about Universal Studios. I want to go to Universal Studios in Japan.
Well, yeah.
Because
yeah, Monster Hunter. Yeah, and Monster Hunter.
And they got anime shit there too. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Fuck. Yeah, they do a lot with everything in Japan. I want to go to Disneyland in Japan. In Tokyo, I believe, right? I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, so theme parks. What do you recommend for specifically West Coast or Southern California?
The best theme park is probably Six Flags Magic.
I was going to say that, yeah.
That's like a ride.
If you like roller coasters, I think Six Flags is a place to go.
It's just so damn far.
I know.
It's like past LA. Yeah, Six Flags is a rides.
Yeah, there's only one ride I've never gone on. I mean, there might be newer rides now that I've not gone on, but when I originally went to Six Flags, there is one ride that I was too scared to go on, and that's Superman. Because it just went straight freaking up, dude.
I've never ridden Superman.
I can't do it. I was like, it goes straight up. I've done roller coasters that have gone up, and then they do like the whole thing or whatever. That's fine. I couldn't do one that goes straight up and then back down. Like while you're looking up, you're going down. I couldn't do that. That freaked me out.
The best ride I've ever ridden on is in Magic Mountain, X2.
Oh yeah,
that thing is fucking
yeah.
I've been on X1, and I've been on X2. X2 is extreme, dude.
And then my like low key favorite ride is Batman, because that's the one where like you technically you're like in a bike seat straddled in, and so your feet are dangling, and then it's like a roller coaster. You do everything there is to do, like floating as Batman supposedly.
I forgot where I went. I think it was like, damn, where was this? Was it NorCal? It was Top Gun. That one was good too. But X2 is scary because the way they drop you is you're like, you get dropped head down, but upside down. And before you're dropping, they're playing Metallica. Like Enter Sandman. Jing, 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 jing. And you're just like, fuck. I mean, just like dropping down is scary, but even if it was head first and you could see it, but you're dropping down head first and you can't see.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why Superman freaks me out. But I've done X2. X2 was really fun. Once you get used to it, like the thrill is there.
I've heard people pass out from Goliath. Goliath, I think, has the steepest drop.
Really?
And there's at the end, it has that corkscrew. And my friend said, like, when he went on that corkscrew part, he could see his vision just like... going
the
smaller,
geez, man,
and then
the
like
geez.
It like lets him go. Like, well, woke up from it.
That's so funny. Like, I can't be in NASA. But the thing is, I guess it's because Goliath is so old now of a roller coaster. Like, I've gone on it multiple times. It's like nothing. I guess it's always like newer ones. So like X2 is like the newest one that I remember.
Tatsu was pretty creepy. I don't
remember that.
It's a dragon one, Asian dragon. But what happens is two roller coasters, and at one point you meet like this, and it looks like you're gonna crash. You just like
you go up, yeah.
Yeah, Tatsu's cool.
Ghost Rider, is that one?
That's in Knott's.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah.
Knott's. I haven't been to Knott's in a while. Their funnel cake's good, and their chicken's good.
Yeah, I mean they have like the boysenberry event or whatever.
I've never been to a scary maze, like a Halloween thing.
And I think just recently they opened up their, for summer, the Knott's Soak City. Hmm. And that's a big thing because my sister wanted to go and she went and, dude, she was like, yeah, the line was packed, dude. She could not get in. So she was like, never mind.
Never been to haunted parts. I don't know. I've been to a haunted thing at TwitchCon, the after party. The thing I hate about that, those, is like, man, they always make me go in front, the group. And it's like, fuck, man. And it's funny, but because sometimes when you're in the front, you don't get scared.
Yeah.
They wait till the rest. But most of the time, you do get scared in the front. It's like, God damn it. It's like, oh, damn it, motherfucker.
It's the thrill of the hunt.
Oh, here's another thing, too. Like, the Universal, or just going to Universal, like, me, I like to, like, you know, I mean, if it's possible, get to things for free, but I don't want to wait anymore. Like, in line. I would have paid, it's an extra $100 to pay, not to wait in line.
You're willing to pay
that? I'm willing to pay. Damn. Now I'm willing to pay it, dude.
Damn, time is money, dude. I can't pay it. Fuck, man. Can't pay it.
I'm willing to pay it now. 45 minutes? No. We gotta go, dude. We gotta go now.
Disney did the same thing. Instead of like you going there early enough to get a like a fast pass for a ticket to get it, it's a paid subscription now. So like you pay for it. I don't like that model. But it makes sense business wise, but I don't like that model.
But I haven't been to Disney in a fucking long. Like, I have no desire to go.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I want to see the Star Wars
the stuff. The Galaxy stuff, yeah.
But
I mean, it's cool, too. It's, like, it's very similar to, like, the Hogwarts thing, where, like, in there, it's very intricate. Like, there's a little area where, like, they make it seem like a city. It's very cool. But, yeah, like, other than that, that's it. But, and they have three rides. No, two. They got two rides. The Millennium Falcon. There's that, like, the one where, like, you're a rebel escaping. But that one breaks down a lot, dude. I managed to go once.
Are they both like a Star Tours type of?
No. One of them is Star Tours-y, the Millennium Falcon one, because you go in the Millennium Falcon, you're flying it and escaping essentially. And then that like the one where you're a rebel escaping, that's like an it's like a very interactive one because you're walking through like the actual ride, and then they're like. They put you in like a prison thing, which is like just like a it's the car that you're gonna take off in, and then you know then the, like a guy's like, hey, we got out, and then you're trying to escape, and like things are happening, like you know what is it called the damn it the Rebels? The enemy Imperial? No not Darth Vader but.
Kylo?
Yeah, Kylo. He, like, comes out and he's, like, crushes something in front of you and he's like, I missed them. And then, you know, you drive off from somewhere and then you, like, get out and then you escape through the back or whatever.
But, like, I don't think Disney's one of those where, for me at least, like, you go there once and that's it. Because I haven't been in so long. If I go there, I'm going to see a lot of new shit. Like, I'm going to be like, what the fuck?
I mean, they did, like, so they have done a lot recently, too, which is funny. So, like, if you go now, yeah, it's definitely, there's the, there used to be a mint julep area in New Orleans Square. It was, like, a little, like, bar where you can buy, like, nice drinks or whatever. They've made it Tiana's Place, the Princess and the Frog. Because, yeah, they're making that thing, New Orleans kind of like that theme right now, which is so weird. Like, the movie came out way back when, but. They're making it now. So, yeah. And I think they're going to change out Splash Mountain. So, I want to say it's closed now.
How much is a ticket for Disney? Because I was surprised with Universal. It was like $120.
Yeah. It's like, holy shit. Disney Southern California is like $150, I want to say.
Well, that's not that bad. I mean, it's like $30 more than fucking Universal.
But it's very restricted. It's like weekdays only, no weekends.
Damn.
And like, it's a certain time. You can't go any day you want. Because like a holiday, you can't go. Kind of thing. It's very, very restricted.
I think one day, I'm going to go on a rainy day. So when there's no one there. No lines.
You'd be surprised, dude, because a lot of people in Southern California will all go on that day because they're used to the rain. So
but it won't be as crazy.
It won't be as crazy because tourists won't go. Yeah.
One day.
It's time to go. But yeah, so Disneyland, Knott's, and Six Flags are the places I recommend.
Not Universal.
Not Universal.
Only once.
Only once if you've never been there, but that's it. Never again. You don't ever have to go ever again.
Well, unless you're like a hardcore Harry Potter fan.
I guess. But you're only going to waste more money for no reason.
I mean, when I went there, like, it looked like there are people, like, yeah, they're season pass holders.
Yeah, like, yeah. They only come for this little section of the park.
They're season pass holders.
I mean, the season pass isn't even that much. It's like an extra $50 or something mm-hmm. like that. It's, like, still under $200.
Does Disney do... Damn, you know what? I might just buy it. I think we...
Disney does it, but it's insane. If you're buying the best one, it's, like, $1,500.
Do they have payment plans?
Yes. And that's I think the best one... The reason why most people get the best one is because it includes parking. All the other ones do not include parking. So every time you go, you get in for free, but you have to pay $30 for parking.
It's just Uber that shit. $10. Uber that shit.
Or you can buy the best one and get free parking.
$1,500? No, $10. I think, I don't know, like, we're not hardcore fans, but, like, if you're a hardcore fan, dude, like, it's kind of worth it to get a season pass. Yeah. There is some hardcore fans, dude. Harry Potter for Disney.
I know the Knott's one season pass is really nice because my sister has that, and it includes like food. So it's funny. Like there's days where she's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, where are you gonna get? And she's like, I'm going to Knott's. I'm like, what the heck?
Pinks.
She's like, I'm just gonna get food there, and she literally goes there for less than an hour, comes back, and she has the freaking chicken. Food.
Their chicken is good.
Yeah, she just has food. I'm like, what the heck? And she's like, yeah, and the pass is even that much. It's like $200 for the whole year or something like that.
That's pretty cheap. But that doesn't include Horror Nights, huh? Or the Halloween.
I don't know. I want to say no, but I don't know for sure. Damn. So, yeah. So, check those places out.
I think we take a lot of shit for granted.
Well, yeah, because we live in the area. Like, if I didn't live here, I'd want to visit Disneyland. But, like... I live here. I mean,
not just Disneyland, just like a lot of things here.
Which is why, like, I'd say like I can live like in the middle of nowhere. But in reality, like, I'm so used to like having interactions with people, like just walking out and seeing someone rather than, you know, just seeing a freaking bear over here.
See, I'd be the opposite. If I was making money, content creation, man, Uber Eats. What was the DJ Academics when he like, showed us the Drake beef and the Kendrick. He showed his email, nothing but Uber Eats receives.
That's crazy. I can't do that. Like, even if I'm filthy rich, I cannot pay for Uber Eats. Like, the amount of like extra money that you paid to me is insane.
But time is money.
I'd rather spend extra money to like pay someone to come to my house and make food for me. I'm not gonna pay someone and Uber Eats to like, and I don't even know, because there's a streamer who got in an accident during stream, but like that's not even the crazy thing. they do Uber Eats during stream. Their dog went on to the food that she was picking up for them, took a shit on that thing. Everyone in chat was like, your dog took a shit. She's like, don't worry, it comes off. Picked up the bags, fucking took it and dropped it off. That was gross, dude. I'm not gonna do Uber Eats. I'm sorry.
I just knew, like, I just don't want to drive.
I don't want to drive either, but like,
and if I have the money, shit.
Even with the money, dude, I don't know why. I just can't do it.
The rich people that have drivers, y'all are good, dude.
I'll have a, like, I'll pay a friend to be over my house and be like, hey, go get me the food right now. Like, I'll pay you 30 extra fucking bucks instead of Uber Eats, an extra $10.
Damn,
I'll give you more.
Just, yeah. Damn. Content creation, I'd be shut in, dude.
But yeah, like, I think what Queso does it too. Like, a lot of streamers just Uber Eats. But I don't know if I'll ever do it. I mean, I guess I would do it. Because it becomes like Ninja one time explained. Or no, was it Ninja? I don't remember who. They were like.
Damn, we could talk about. You brought up Ninja. Did you hear what he said about Queso not?
Oh, that he could have been the next Hisenot?
Yeah, I totally disagree, dude.
The thing is, like, what's crazy to me is, like, why are you comparing yourself? You were that already. Like, don't try to be that again. Like,
because he's into him. So he made it about him.
It's crazy. Dude, you had your moment. Like, just let it go. Like, you're already doing really well.
Which is funny is, like, like you said, he had his moment. And usually people, when they have their moments and they fall off, they don't get that moment back or that high back. You know who did, dude? XQC. He had his moment. I mean, he fell off and he has his moment again. Like, I was like, damn, dude. XQC's back. XQC wasn't pulling six-figure CCVs, man.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I think it was Ninja.
He's the only one that I think of that kind of fell off and then came back.
It was Soda Poppin'. Soda Poppin' one time was like, oh, the person that does my lawn is here. And everyone's like, you lazy piece of shit, mow your own lawn. He's like, bro, the amount of money that I make streaming, why would I ever stop for like a second to mow my lawn? Like, I would make more money streaming than mowing my lawn. So it's better to just pay someone
exactly
while I'm working. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And I was like, that's true. That's freaking true. So it's better to just Uber Eats and continue working
exactly
than it is to just... I don't know if I'll ever get to that point, but that was insane to me. The idea, like, the thing is, like, being on, like, my side, I would never think of that. And then he was just like, I make more money while I'm streaming. Why would I ever stop that to mow my lawn? Like, I'm not going to make any money while I'm doing
this. Time is money.
It's like a dick thing to say, but, like, it's true. Like, he's making more money now while he's streaming than he would be. He can do a live stream in mowing lawn.
time is money.
But yeah, we're in an hour 20.
Damn.
Kaisenot was a lot.
Kai. That's cool, Kai. Hopefully he's at IGN Live. Probably not. Does he live in LA? No, he lives in New York or Florida. Shit. Yeah, I don't think he lives in LA. Maybe he does live in LA. I don't know.
That's true. Is it Florida? I don't know where the house is at. But I'm not going to pull a Kendrick and, you know, just post it online anywhere. I mean, he only posted like a screenshot.
Yeah. Kai.
Do you want to add anything else?
Excited for IGN Live, and there's going to be some, they're announcing some famous people that are going to be in IGN Live. Like, so not, I'm not saying like content creator, like really famous people, like so, actors.
The Dune guy, what's his face?
Is he going to be there?
Willy Wonka? No, I assume so because he's like currently like the...
I think Kevin Hart. Like the cast of Borderlands is going to be there.
Damn. I'm going to buy my ticket right now after this.
I'm excited for it. Because like, I've never been to the Magic Box, so I was like, shit. Any cool place in LA like we don't take advantage of, like, I'm down to go. Like, I was really bummed when... the Indie Exchange didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a cool... Because I always pass by that spot. I forgot the name of the spot, but I'm like, damn, this is a cool-ass place. Like, it looks futuristic. And the fire marshal shut it down. Shit.
I mean, you did go, but...
Drove all the way there. Fuck. Last minute, dude. You couldn't tell us earlier? Shit, man. The IM8 bit, man. Throw some more something, dude.
I mean, they're doing other things now, dude. I think they just, they're focusing on what, making games?
They don't make money,
physical
dude.
Limited games?
Doing those.
You don't. You just promote yourself, but they don't need to do that anymore.
Damn.
So, yeah. So, how about we start a business?
Sheesh.
Have companies pay to have us throw their parties.
I'm down.
All right, so that's it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys later. Peace.